So the next example about regressive assimilation is the one of voicing. There is change only in the voice, not the manner or the place. Okay? So the place is the same, the manner is the same. The only change is the vibrations here. So, the becomes f before voiceless sounds. So I have to go, it becomes I have to go. Of course, it becomes of course in rapid speech. Okay, normally it's of course, so of course. The becomes se before also voiceless sound. She has to go, she has to go, she has to go in rapid speech. Okay, later on we have the and the. That changed. The becomes the and the becomes the. Just like, for instance, with Charlie, it becomes with Charlie. Okay? It becomes with Charlie, not with Charlie. So that normally the voicing is the same. Okay? And the th could change into the whenever it is linked to voiced sounds. Okay? A word that ends with the and another one with a voiced sound. Clear, guys, for this?